Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, what's going on, everyone? Evan Giddings in with Matt Steinmetz. Daryl the Guru Johnson's going to be back tomorrow. Looking forward to hearing what he has to say about the family reunion in Texas and everything that he's kind of been observing and texting us about from the wayside.
I know. How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! No. That's going to be in a bit. But for anybody just tuning in, basically what we got going on today, Jonathan Kuminga in The Athletic said that he wants to be a star, and we're trying to figure out what the Warriors are going to do about that. Steiny's also got his biggest takeaway from the Giants game coming up in just a little bit. And we're going through right now just how, I don't know, I guess you solve the situation that they're in, or maybe not solve, but make the best of it. I actually feel like that's, Steiny, where the Warriors have kind of been left for the last year or two. It's not really a solvable situation, but just how do you make the best out of what you got?
You find a way to move Jonathan Kuminga for a player who can contribute. And I know that sounds simple, but you're not going to get a player like Kuminga was against Minnesota. But I think, you know, you got to find what the fit is here. Can you get an athletic big guy for him? Can you get a versatile wing defender, which he should be if he were, you know, if he could do it or the Warriors thought he could do it? So, yeah, the one scenario that would concern me is he doesn't want to be here, but the Warriors just don't feel like they can let him go for nothing. And so they match an offer or they reach an agreement with him and essentially put him on ice until the trading deadline when he can be traded for a player of equal value money-wise. I think that's playing with a little bit of fire. Not that he's going to be a problem. I don't think he will be, but it will be a distraction. It'll be an issue. I mean, the problem that the Minnesota series presented was you can't tell me that after the Minnesota series, more executives weren't saying, what is the deal with him in Golden State? It's just he scored too many points, you know, for people not to take notice. So I don't know what his value is, but I do think there's teams that I don't know if they'll break the bank for him. I don't know if they'll give up a significant piece for him. But I think there's a lot of teams that would say, let's get him in here and see what he can do because he's interesting.
I agree. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to let's go to Priest. Priest is in Palo Alto. Priest, good afternoon. What's going on, my man? How are you?
All right. How you guys doing, man? Thanks for taking my call. Yeah. Hey, listen, this has been mulled over so many times, it's gotten boring to me. But I just want to add this thing here, is the problem in this whole quagmire to me, you guys are talking about Kuminga and Draymond and all this. They are not the problem. Kuminga is not the problem. The problem is the coach. He is the fulcrum of this whole mess because everybody keeps talking about the Warriors got to get a big man. He won't play him. I mean, when are we going to figure out that this guy does not want a big man? When the problem with drafting Wiseman, he was too big and too demanding of the ball. He didn't want him. He was not going to play or develop that kid. He's going to figure out a way to get rid of him as quick as he could, and he did. He thought he could do the same thing with Kuminga, but Kuminga, every time he puts him in there when he needs him, he shows flashes of potential greatness. I don't think Kuminga has scratched the surface of what he can be. He hasn't had the opportunity. You see it for a small space of time, and then he gets yanked out from underneath him. So he's never able to take the next step, and then the next step. He has to always reinvent himself under Steve Kerr. The problem is Steve Kerr. And if the Warriors don't want to get rid of him and change, this problem is always going to be there because he is married to Steph Curry. You got to remember, Steph Curry's on this team.
Yep.
Okay. So you can't move on. He's an albatross to progress. He does not want to come off that. And anybody who comes in here who threatens Steph Curry, he ain't going to take it. And especially if they're young. He let Butler do it for one reason and one reason only, to save his job.
I got you.
And
Bruce,
I believe that.
I got you. Appreciate the call.
There is something to what Priest is saying. And, okay, I just listed three guys. Jordan Poole, James Wiseman, and Jonathan Kuminga.
Yep.
This is where the champions come into play. There is something about Curry, Draymond, and when Clay was here, they didn't embrace any of those three guys. They did not embrace any of those three guys for whatever reason. I'm not saying they didn't like them. I'm not saying there were fights at practice. I'm not saying there was ill will. But there's something about the Warriors having championship players on their team, and they made it harder for the young budding players rather than make it easier somehow. I almost feel like it's almost a little bit of a click within the team. And I don't think it's mean-spirited. I don't think they intend to do it, but their standards are so high in their minds that it feels like they think playing with guys like that is beneath them. Or the surest way to not be as good as you can be as a team. Like, I don't think the veterans have had a lot of respect for those three guys for a variety of reasons. And I'm not sure that they've gone out of their way to embrace them. And maybe it's because Poole had Poole, his personality was whatever. They didn't like him.
Yeah, juvenile sometimes.
Sure. But instead of trying to make him grow up or guide him, I feel like they just were like, this guy's a problem. Let's get him out of here.
That one I don't know about. Like, well, I think that Poole got a raw deal here. I don't know for sure if they didn't try to help him or mentor him or you know, he was 22 years old when he won a championship. That's a lot to, he got paid a lot of money as a young guy. Like, Curry was never the highest paid player on his team, I think, until he was 26. And by then, he'd already had multiple championships and multiple most valuable players. Like, I just think that the issue with the roster, and it's a blessing and a curse, is that Curry is still this good. He's still at such a level that the Warriors can't hand over the reins to someone else. He's just too good. Whether you want to consider him top 5, top 10, top 15, his second team all NBA. Like, he's a great player still. And they haven't found anybody that Curry is willing to say, you know what, it's your team. Like, I think he would do that. It kind of reminds me, like, remember, was it a couple years ago when, like, the biggest rift between Kerr and Ant Edwards on their world team was, well, Ant, I'm not going to start you. And it's like, what? Why aren't you starting me? I'm great. And Kerr goes, well, did you know that D. Wade came off the bench for Kobe Bryant? And Ant looks at him and says, ain't no MF and Kobe Bryant on this team.
Right.
I think if the Warriors did find an MF and Kobe Bryant, like, not literally Kobe, but someone of that level, Curry would be more willing to hand the mantle to a younger player. But who is that guy? Seriously. Poole was a great piece. I give him more credit than other people do. He was never going to be that guy. And I think it's been proven a bit that even on his team, those teams are not going anywhere. He was a great sixth man for a championship squad. I think he could have turned into a really nice guard, a shooting guard, point guard, whatever you want to call him. He's not that guy. Kuminga, so far, has not proven himself to be that person. James Wiseman obviously was not. So the issue is you still got Curry playing at a great level, which means you're beholden to him, and there's nothing else that would make you want to change your mind about it.
Well, you're right. It's a blessing and a curse. And the way I think of it is he's too good at 37. Like, he's still too good for a 37-year-old player. At the same time, he's not good enough. Like, he's not good enough to be the 70 to 75 game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Player where, you know, he's lost some of his consistency. He's going to need to be load managed. He's still a hell of a player. We all know that. But when he's occupying so much money and his role is so important when he plays, there is something to what Pree said about, you know, they're stuck until he noticeably declines or he retires. I know.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, and home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live in the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from Laughing Monk Studios, the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. Evan in for Goo, alongside Steiny. Yeah, switching chairs today for the last day. Let's go out to Big Smooth in Oakland. Wants to discuss the subject at hand. Big Smooth, what's up, man? How we doing?
Oh, man, this is a frustrating conversation.
Uh-oh.
I'll be honest with you. We have okay, let me ask you guys this question. I'm curious to know. If you had one roster spot and the only choices were Moody or Kuminga, who would you put on that spot for this team? Who's the better one? Who would you put on that spot?
I mean, I would prefer Kuminga, but I think you're searching for – they would keep Moody because he's a better fit.
He's a better fit, guys. The Priest – I guess that's his name, Maxi Priest, who just said he's scratching the surface every time. He wants people to scratch the surface for him. He's 5 years in the league. I'm not saying he's a bad player. Guys, there are younger players than him that are making more of an impact for their teams. We got to keep ignoring this. He's 5 years in. He wants to be a superstar. Prove it. Make yourself. Superstars are made. They're apparent. You can see it on them. We know he can dunk the ball. He can jump really high. He's unwilling to rebound, which is a problem for a small team. Listen, I'm almost waiting for the day when Curry retires so this franchise goes back to the Stone Age of the NBA, where we were talking about it's a great timeout because we needed you to come watch the other team to get you in the seat. We forget that. Guys won 4 chips. They should doggone well have the right to decide who's the next star. They have the right. They earned it. Who else? Yes, let them play till the wheels fall off. And they earned that. They earned it. I don't understand why we're acting like it's a problem because Steph is getting older. So what? Let him ride it. He's earned, if nothing else, guys, a ride into the sunset his way. Draymond has two, and I think Klay did too. Those guys gave us 4 championships. Could have easily been debatably 5. Could have been 5. Could have been 6. But nonetheless, we were at the top of the food chain for a while. We know it or not. It's not. And if you think Kuminga's going to extend that, I think we're looking at fool's gold. Kuminga's a nice young man.
I don't disagree.
But he's not moving the needle, guys.
Thanks.
What am I missing?
Oh, no, thanks, Austin. Great dramatic pause
there,
by the way.
Come on.
Oh, what did I say?
That's fine.
My bad, Smooth.
So.
Yes.
I mean, it really sounds like
people
are at the end.
I think people want resolution on Kuminga, obviously.
I think he does, too.
That's true.
I mean, it's.
He does. You're right.
He wants to know if. Am I going to stick around and be the same guy who gets jockeyed, or are you finally going to let me like actually go somewhere and become what I want?
So here's the way I look at it. I feel like if you want to build a championship team, you've got to find out what players are capable of winning a championship in a certain role. And the one thing that bothered me about the Jordan Poole trade was kind of the cavalier way they did it. I'm not talking about Cleveland Cavaliers. because this kid was 22 years old. And what he proved was that he could be a piece on a championship team as a sixth man and sometimes starter. He proved it. Like, so you have a guy that you already know, worst case scenario, and I get it, he's going to want to, he aspires to way more than being a sixth man, but he was a sixth man, sometimes starter, and he was an important piece to your championship team. Okay, so hold on to him, keep trying to develop him, and see if he can ever be a frontline starter on a great team. But you don't throw away players who had an impact on winning a title. And that's what I thought they did with Jordan Poole. Now, I don't know what to read into, well, he's such a problem and nobody liked him and he was immature and all those kind of things. Okay, well, isn't the culture supposed to take care of that? Why couldn't the culture take care of that? But that's my gripe with the Jordan Poole trade was they knew what they had. They had a champion who played a pretty big role on a team. And you know what? Everybody knew when he went to Washington, they were going to stink and he was going to put up numbers, and he did. So, you know, Kuminga probably wants that role for a couple years.
I think he believes that he could do more than just score a couple points. Like he could be an all-star player on a bad team. I think that's, and maybe he could help that team eventually get to the point where they could win a little bit. Like, I think what I read from his comments today, it's all he wants is an opportunity to prove it. And for 4 years, whether it's been because he has had untimely injuries or the rug's been pulled out from under him, he doesn't feel like he's had an opportunity to prove it. And then the four games where he was forced to prove it against the Timberwolves, he scored 24 a night. Like, it's, you know, without even having any sort of consistent role going in and leading into that situation. It was impressive. It also was, I could see the other side of it and say, you didn't win any of those games. It didn't lead to anything. But the fact remains, they got to figure this thing out. And I actually, to our last caller's point, I am kind of with him that, I don't know if it's about Draymond or Jimmy, but I do hear people that just say, you got to let Steph ride for as long as possible. And I think the adjustment I would make to it is what you said, until he proves that he can't do it anymore. And that's what is, in one breath, amazing, in the other breath, frustrating. It's that he continues to prove that he can summon a level that we thought that he'd be done with 3 years ago. Like, people at his age just don't do what he's done. And that's why I understand why the franchise is, Steve Kerr calls him the son. I get it. I get it.
I get it too, but you know, I just hate to talk in absolutes like Smoothie with they've earned the right to play until the wheels come off. Well, that's too extreme for me. I mean, like, it's just too extreme. I don't care if you're Wilt Chamberlain or Michael Jordan. I mean, when it's time, it's time. And I'm not saying it's time, but the Golden State Warriors are continuing to go down a road where they're just, you're right, they're kicking the can down the road, and maybe they're just waiting for something to happen. Like kind of a miracle, I don't know.
Like Jimmy Butler to fall into their laps?
Yes, something like that.
He's the last chip they have.
At least Butler one that, or Kuminga?
Kuminga. The one that matters.
Right.
You know, I don't see him moving Butler. I don't even see him moving Green, really. But it does feel like we've gotten to the point where there can't really be a coexistence between them. Either one side is going to be pissed off or feel like they're getting the short end of the stick. And the other side, the team side of things, is going to wonder, well, what do we do with this guy? You know, he is valuable. He is young. He has all these things that we don't have or that one day we would like to acquire. But is the goal to win this year? Because we could turn him into something that helps us win. And that's really where I'm at. I did think that heading into this week and the draft and all the rest, that Kuminga was probably going to be on the team next year. And now I feel like, having read these comments today, it is far more close to a coin flip. And if he is back, he's not going to be happy about it. That I do feel certain of.
Yeah, I do too. I think he'll make the best of it, but I don't think his heart will be in it, and that'll affect him on the court. And what also will affect him on the court is if he doesn't get enough playing time. I mean, this is – the other thing is Steve Kerr's just not crazy about him. He's just not. And he never has been. And here's what I think. Like, if the Warriors, if they're telling the truth about Jonathan Kuminga, and what I mean by that is Kerr, oh, he's a great kid. He's handled it great. He's done everything we've asked. Not an attitude problem. Hard work. If he is all of those things, then the Warriors have absolutely, positively failed him. So I don't necessarily think he's that perfect as they describe him. Now, I don't think he's a malcontent either. I don't think he's an attitude problem. But I just don't want to bring back – I think I'm done with a guy who doesn't want to play on my team. It just – it doesn't do anybody any good. That's where I'm at with Kuminga.
No, I mean, how is it going to go over again, another summer of him being in all these trade rumors and him feeling like, well, I finally could get out, but you're really just going to bring me back? It is reminiscent a little bit of the Ayuk situation, which was one that just made me want to put my head through a plate glass window, because I don't understand the disconnect. I don't get why the moment that you achieve what you want, you get the contract, that all of a sudden you're still unhappy. That's the thing that confuses me about Ayuk. He's still unhappy even though he got what he wanted. What Kuminga wants, it appears, is something that the Warriors cannot provide. And so even if they give him the money he wants, they give him a $35 million per year contract. I don't think it'll get there, but what if they do? It's like he's still not going to be happy. No amount of money, it appears to me, can satisfy Jonathan Kuminga right now, and that's why he said the things that he did to Anthony Slater. All right. One final break here, and then we got the crossover coming up at 1:45. Remember, 2:15, Bob Melvin, manager of the San Francisco Giants, is going to join Willard and Dibbs, so stay locked in for that. Also, coming up tonight at 7 p.m., the Valkyries take on the New York Liberty. You can hear that game right here on 95.7 The Game and the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Just download the app and search Valkyries. You can also watch the game on KPIX Channel 5, pregame starting at 6:30. Evan Giddings, Matt Steinmetz, Goo will be back tomorrow. That segment was sponsored by Honda of Vallejo.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Evan Giddings in. Matt Steinmetz in the other chair. A little bit of a role reversal today. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, it's kind of like I went from playing the 4 to playing the 3, or the 2 to playing the 1. A little out of my element, but I appreciate you also doing a little bit of the lifting today.
Oh, no problem, Evan.
What?
No problem. Hey, you want to talk some quick Giants?
We can't. Well, there is something that you wanted to get off your chest.
Well, I've just realized that I may not be here for the next 3 Fridays because I got the party, the wedding, and then the
Oh, vacation. Yeah. You got a busy July.
So I'm not. I'm already. You know, I'm already going to miss Marcy 3 straight Fridays.
Don't worry. We'll take care of it.
Okay.
I'm so upset.
And I also will not be able to do what's bugging you. So let's make this what's bugging me, even though, it's not the right time. I watched the Giants game last night, and there's a woman with a newborn, it looked like, at the game.
Usually are.
Probably not a newborn, but 3 months tops.
Toddler.
Yeah.
A 3 months. A baby.
She's cradling the baby. you know, very nicely as she's sitting and watching the game, and somebody hit a foul ball.
It didn't hit the baby.
No. It was caught by a gentleman behind her while she was holding this baby. He takes the ball and gives it to the baby.
Yeah.
The baby.
You got a problem with this?
The baby has no comprehension of what is going on.
Oh, come on.
Listen, I get 8-year-olds. Dad catches a foul ball. He doesn't have his kids with him. He gives it to an 8-year-old. A baby? A baby.
Could put the ball in its crib. That might have been the moment that the baby doesn't even realize is what hooks it to baseball.
I think the baby would have been hooked on baseball from his mom taking him to the game in the first place.
He's never touched a baseball before. Wait, what?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, why was this sticking with you?
Because...
Would you hit everything to give a ball to a baby?
No, it was... What's the word? It was like over-gratuitous. It was, hey, I just caught a ball, and now I'm going to be the guy who's so sensitive and so wonderful that I'm going to give it to the mom and the baby.
All right. I just can't understand why you're going after the baby.
I'm going after the fan. Keep the ball. You caught it. You deserve it.
Well,
all right.
No. You have to give it to somebody. You just can't. You got to find a different kid. This is from the 510. That's like taking infants to Disneyland.
No, I don't have a problem with the baby at the game. The woman was in her seat and she was holding her baby and everything looked fine. It didn't look like they were bothering anybody. And it's great. I love a mother who can watch a game and mother too. the baby's just out of it. There's just no clue what's happening.
Well, it's like giving him a memento that is going to be thrown out.
Well, it's a meaningless memento.
No, but what if the mother reminds the child growing up, hey, you remember the first time you got your first ball? No, of course you don't, because you were a baby. Let me remind you. But that's a moment that this guy is trying to give to this this little youth.
And when the baby is old enough to understand, the baby is going to say, what a dumbass giving that ball to me.
It's like giving candy to a baby.
All right. I got some Giants thoughts.
So do I. Now, they lost last night.
Yep, 4-2.
Lost to the Marlins, 4-2. Yep. Marlins, by the way, 6-4 in their last 10, playing pretty good ball.
Giants 3-4 with Devers.
Yes.
Couple notes. You know that Justin Verlander's started 12 games this year and doesn't have a win? First time since 1901 that's ever happened to a Giants pitcher. Uh-oh.
What happened in 1900?
I don't know. Right. Somebody must have gone winless.
It's pretty hard to do. Like, if you start 12 games, odds are you're going to get one win. Honestly, the craziest part about it is, Steiny, he has no wins on a team that's 9 games above 500. I would understand if Verlander's pitching for, like, the Rockies or the White Sox, like, all right, the Rockies got this guy Chase Dollander going tonight against the Dodgers. He's got 2 wins. Verlander's on a team that's actually good, and he still can't get a W. I kind of feel bad for the guy.
I mean, I was reading Andrew Baggerly's story in The Athletic, and Verlander needs 38 wins to get to 300.
Night-night.
I mean, that's 5 years for him. So, anyway, well, Verlander's still looking for his first win. But you know what? He comes off the mound after 5 innings, giving up 3 runs, and it felt like, you know, the Giants announcers were like, pretty good outing. Pretty good outing. All
right. I mean, not against that team. You would hope that Verlander could give you a little bit more, but that's the stage of his career that he's at.
No, you're right.
Where you're thinking about, it's kind of like the Warriors. Like, if Curry plays 65 games next year and averages 24 points, like, that's a pretty good year for him. But those guys have been MVPs, have been legends. And Curry's at a better stage in his career than Verlander is, but you didn't give Verlander $15 million to go 0-5 with a 4.6 ERA. Like, and that's actually what kind of hit me watching. It's the Giants don't have a third starter. They don't. One of the keys in making a run toward the division, potentially making a postseason run, is you got to have, in most cases, 3 horses, and they don't have a third.
You're not putting Roop in there right now?
I mean,
I get it. He's not.
Well, he's never thrown this much before.
That's right. But so
same with Birdsong.
Right. When you say they don't have a third starter, it's just based on they haven't had a guy who's been their third starter before. I mean, Verlander would fit, but he's not right now. So that's, you're just saying they haven't done it yet.
Find a third starter?
This year, no, what I'm saying is you're not calling Birdsong or Roop like a third starter because they're in uncharted waters right now.
Yeah, and okay. That's not what their role was supposed to be at the beginning of the season. Roop made the roster as the 5th starter. Birdsong was coming out of the bullpen at the beginning of the season. Those guys are not supposed to be your 3. To me, that's Verlander's job, and it's not looking like he's going to live up to it. Although the 415 brings up a good point. Just had a baby, so congratulations to him. Now, was that the child that got the foul ball? It wasn't Verlander's wife that
I
got
don't think that was Kate Upton
okay.
Holding the baby.
Just checking.
I'm not sure. Just I'm not checking. Sure.
They By had the way, baby like a day ago, Evan.
I'm just checking. I didn't say how old the baby was. Pasta, he's
really young. I know
he
that.
You got sources?
Well, yeah, he was on the paternity list. That's my source.
He's back.
Okay.
A little early.
Let's see. What else? Now, you didn't call him a defensive liability. But we may have some issues with Ellie Ramos.
Ramos? No, well, he's not a liability yet, but there's... No ball that's hit out there, I think people are feeling good about right now. Him throwing the ball to home plate.
I feel like everybody's going to try to run on him. Last night he had a chance to throw a guy out at the plate, and it just ended up bouncing in there pretty lazily.
He's a great hitter, but yeah, if there's a chance, if there's like two outs, runner on second base, there's a single to the left, I feel like 95% of the time the third base coach is going to be wheeling him home.
The other thing is, hey, Ramos, you know, if you're gonna have that left shoulder, all right, over the inside portion of the plate, you're going to get hit there a fair amount. You just are. And let me tell you something. I mean, he's going to miss a month at some point. If he keeps getting hit where he's getting hit, he's going to miss a month at some point.
No, but he already has the biggest tricep in the league because it's been plunked about four
That's
times
true.
In the last week. I'm with Ramos on this one. Dude, quit hitting me. You are insinuating that he's drawing too much attention to himself. Now, he's finally got the elbow guard on, so provide a little protection. But, dude, he needs a Bonds arm is what he needs. That guy would tool up with, like, chainmail armor. The guy was a medieval warrior, basically. No, Ramos, he quit hitting my guy. He should be pissed. The one thing he is doing, which I'm surprised you haven't brought up, you can't keep pimping walks. Like, every time you think it's ball four, just refrain from throwing the bat into the dugout. Because, like last night, that's going to catch up with you. And an umpire is going to call a strike that's not a strike. And someone's going to have to retrieve your bat. And it's going to make you look not very good. He's been doing a lot of that lately.
Yeah, he has. Let's see what else. Oh, I think I'm ready to make it official. I'm going to make it official.
What?
We got a problem with Willie Adames. I think we got a problem.
What's the problem?
He's not very good.
He shaved his mustache.
Okay. First of all, in the sixth inning, Rizzotto, you watched the game?
He was at the game.
Yes, sir.
In the sixth inning, Willie Adames swung at the worst pitch thrown in the big leagues this year. It was 6 feet outside. And he flailed. Then he gets called out later in the game, in the ninth. We got a problem, Rizzotto and Evan. I can feel it. I can feel it. We're halfway into the year.
Well, he's been a problem if we're going to put the rat on the table.
Right. I'm just making it official in my mind.
That he's a problem?
Yes. I mean, he's just not good enough right now.
He has not been that great the entire season. It doesn't mean that he can't get better.
Well, maybe.
But unless he's hitting the ball hard, which...
He's not hitting the ball hard.
Not hitting the ball.
Okay. So, yeah, I'm worried about Adames. That's another thing. And the other, like...
You're saying he needs a day off.
He got one earlier.
Is that the only day you're going to give him this year?
And Rizzotto coming in that with, and this is the cockamamie stuff that drives me crazy. Rizzotto goes, you know, over the last 12 games, he's hitting 273.
He was.
And then I said, what about the last six? 213.
Well, that would actually bring his average up.
I know.
Actually, in the last six games, he's hit 211.
211.
That's still going to raise the average.
I mean, you know, bottom of the eighth, Giants down a couple runs. They got their 2, 3, and 4 hitters up. Strikeout, strikeout, strikeout.
Can I say something?
Sure.
All right. If Adames is really a problem, which he's been the whole year, and
I know what you're going to say. Is this why I have so much faith in Posey?
No. No. Chapman ain't going to solve all these problems. Like, everybody waiting for Devers and Chapman and Adames and Ramos and for Lee is also a problem, by the way.
True.
Lee can't hit right now either. Bringing back Chapman, I hate to break it to you, is not going to stop Adames from swinging in a ball in another batter's box. It's not going to stop Jung-Hoo Lee from hitting the ball far weaker than he had at the beginning of the season. It's not going to stop all of these other issues that have been there all season long. Now, it might give you more of an opportunity to hit a few home runs. I'm not saying their offense is going to be worse with Chapman. It should be better. But it's like Devers comes in. He doesn't automatically give everybody an aluminum big barrel bat and you send them to the plate and all of a sudden they're 300 hitters. It's going to happen very slowly. And for the majority of this season, they're going to look largely the same offensively. That's like, he's not going to be a godsend.
Chapman.
Anyone on this team.
Well,
they are more than a bat away.
I don't disagree with that, but what may become an apparent is that they need everybody to be enough. They need everybody to contribute for them to be the best offense they can be, which still isn't going to be great at the end of the day, but it'll be good enough with their pitching, although God forbid their pitching falls apart, especially their starting pitching. But I hear you. But I do want to see the team whole. And no, I don't think Chapman's gonna be the world beater. But at least you'll be able to see your whole lineup intact. You'll have you'll have your best defense on the field. Without Chapman, you can't field your best defensive team and your best offensive team.
That I agree with. Yeah, because he moves Schmidt to second base. You have a pretty good infield, mainly because of Chapman, and you have more power in the middle of your order. Now, is that power really worth anything, Steiny, if Devers can't score from first on a double? Is it? I'm just asking. Because that was another...
Would it be fair to say that Devers is pretty slow? He's pretty slow.
You think? They didn't pay. All right. Can I make this abundantly clear?
Sure.
They traded for Rafael Devers for him to hit extra bases, not to try and take extra bases. If there is any doubt at all that Devers is not going to make it to whatever, I don't care if it's second base, third base, home plate. Dude, he set the tone his first game. When he hit a ball in a triples alley, emphasis on the word triple, and he got a double.
A stand-up
double. He's a great hitter. He is not here to run the bases.
No, he's not.
Currently, he's not here to field either. I think he can get there. He ain't here to field, and he ain't here to run. He's here to hit. That is also something that Chapman is not going to change. Yeah, and you're right, 415, Devers has a sore groin.
I mean...
So why are we giving him the send sign?
I mean, he's got a slide there. But he probably didn't because of the groin.
The ball beat him by 15 feet.
Well, he was trying to tiptoe in there.
Could have gone head first.
I thought he showed signs of a groin injury on the first at-bat. He ground into a double play. No, he beat out
oh, a yesterday.
Potential double play.
Yeah.
And it just looked like after he got to first base, he was limited. And then at home plate, after he got tagged out, I think it was the eighth inning, he doesn't move well. I don't know. I'm not going to say he's too old, but yeah, you're right. He's here to hit.
Well, he looks like he's, yeah, he's a DH. Okay. Can we just, again, it's like asking Flores to play first base right now. You're taking a step back. You just are. Big play from Koss last night, though. And big hit. Christian
Koss.
What
was the big play?
Oh, he had a great turn on a double play, I think, from what I...
Oh, I thought you meant the play in the first inning. We went out into the center field and made a nice catch, but...
Well, that was. There was a lot of range involved.
Yeah, but it was the first inning, and it was the third out. It's not a big play.
It is when Verlander's trying to get through five so that he can be qualified for a win, which has been not going well lately. That's actually somebody I did feel bad for. When I was watching the game, and you see the whole 12 starts, no wins. Like, he might be the last pitcher in the history of baseball that has a legitimate chance to win 300 games. And anybody watching last night and has watched this season, it's not going to happen. Unless he pitches for probably 5 to 6 more seasons and he gets better, he's not going to win 300 games.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say he deserves to, but he's the last pitcher I think that is ever going to have a chance.
Yeah, 38's a lot. I mean, that's a lot, especially now.
He's already got 262.
And, you know, Evan, 6 months ago he had 262.
Oh, I'm aware. Now, I made a wager before the season with one of our coworkers that he wouldn't win 10 games.
Oh, you are locked in.
Well, I didn't think he wasn't going to win one.
Who'd you bet, Guru?
Now, why would you assume that?
I would assume that.
Why would you assume that?
Because it looks like you're going to win the bet, and he usually loses
he
bets.
He doesn't lose all of his
loses
bets.
90% of
That's
them.
Not true. You got to give Goob more credit than that. In fact, right. I'm going to tell him that tomorrow.
All right.
No, it was with Ken, Jersey Ken. He is more bullish on Verlander than I was. All of these guys that are old, like, and that's one of the things that the Giants are running into is they are reliant on him. They're going to be reliant on Justin Verlander down the stretch of this season, and it's one of the reasons why everyone thinks they need a bat, and I get it, but I almost feel like they might need a starting pitcher more.
They might. I mean, they've got to really, I'm sure they are, they got to really keep an eye on Birdsong and Roop. Those, and like, I do think what he's had two starts since the injury, Verlander.
Yeah.
But one start after the paternity. He has not pitched terribly in the last two games.
No.
So,
well, I mean, he's got a 4.5 ERA. That's not horrible.
No, for this team, if you're giving up three runs in your home park in five innings, that's not a good outing.
It's because he's not going deep into starts.
Yeah.
Well, not a whole lot. All right, we got a couple minutes here. Let's squeeze if we can. Oh, it's Caleb in Livermore, your favorite study. Oh. Let's squeeze Caleb in. Caleb, what's up, man? How are we feeling?
Feeling great. How about yourself?
Great, man. What's going on?
Yeah, I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling real good, man. I had a nice turkey sandwich, and I'm feeling good. But I was watching you guys. You guys, you know, we kind of got to change course here. I got to chime in on this Kuminga conversation. The man of the hour, the most famous person in the entire Bay Area. Steiny, Evan, can we be real here for a second?
Sure.
You ready for this?
Sure.
He's not coming back. He's not coming back. He's not. Come on. Like, let's be real, dude. Like, he's not coming back. They're going to find a place for him because I just want to name or just any young player recently that was quote-unquote bench. We saw in the Houston series and the playing games. And granted, you got to give the Warriors coaching staff credit because they were able to beat Houston. So you can't say, well, him not playing, it didn't work out. They won that series. But if you're going to commit long-term to a guy, nearly, what, over $100 million and whatnot, and you don't think he is fit enough or it's not right to play him in that system or however it was, like, you think that's going to change a few months from now? Like, he's gone. He's not coming back. And you know what? Sometimes that just happens. Sometimes, you know, a young player needs to just go to a different team where, you know, the coaching staff or the system or the players is just better suited for your skill set, because on this team, it's just not a great fit, and it happens. And I think Kuminga is an incredibly talented young player, but I just don't think it's going to happen here in Golden State.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I got you, Caleb. Appreciate the call, man. Well, we're going to talk about some of these subjects with Willard and Dibs, and then they got at 2:15. So we're going to maybe wrap up a couple minutes early.
Yeah, 2:10.
Well, you really got your eye on the clock.
2:10 today. It's Wednesday.
Bob Melvin's at 2:15, manager of the San Francisco Giants. And, of course, that's what's coming up next on the game, brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Evan and Steiny, go back tomorrow. We'll be back with the crossover with Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. That segment was sponsored by Ceremony Ford.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.